This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A state leader who's managing the pandemic in Colorado says he's hopeful about how things are going. Scott Bookman says improving hospitalization numbers are a testament to the power of vaccines.
Really continuing to reiterate to all the importance of this safe and effective vaccine in ending this pandemic and helping us get back to normal.
Millions of Coloradans have now gotten at least one shot. Hospitalizations for confirmed COVID-19 patients dropped to 429 Thursday. That's far less than the high of more than 1,800 in December. But Bookman says many people are not yet vaccinated and that coronavirus variants are still a concern. Pueblo is remembering the victims of the flood that devastated the city a century ago, and it's celebrating its newly rebuilt Arkansas River levee. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
After 7 years of construction and $25 million, there's an updated levee protecting downtown Pueblo from flooding. The original structure, built after the deadly 1921 deluge, needed major work to meet current FEMA standards. The levee now sports a walking trail and a $1 million pedestrian suspension bridge connecting it to the bike path along the river. And mural artists are already turning the new concrete facing into a giant canvas. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Today is First Friday, and in-person art events are back in Denver. The Santa Fe and Rhino Arts Districts, Five Points, and Downtown's Dairy Block have art, food, and music this evening. This is CPR News.